Ladies and gentlemen, Mike Melody on Hometown 1340 WLVL.
Gone, a huge hit in 1957 for the man who recorded honky tonk material under the name of Terry Preston. He recorded comedy material under the name of Simon Crum. And then he just decided to record under his own name, old Ferlin Husky from Flat River, Missouri. And under the name of Ferlin Husky, the song Gone got a new life. In 1952, he recorded it as Terry Preston, and it went nowhere. In 57, under Ferlin Husky, it went to number 4 on the pop charts, number 1 on the country charts, and was a huge hit, one of the biggest hits of the year in 1957, for great country vocalist from the West Coast, Ferlin Husky. We also heard Patsy Cline, the immortal Patsy Cline from Winchester, Virginia. Sweet Dreams of You was written by Don Gibson and done as only Patsy Cline could do it. It was a number 44 pop hit in 1963. Patsy, of course, was killed in a plane crash in the year 1963. And who knows how big she would have been. She's legendary and immortal now. If she had lived quite a few years longer, who knows how big she would have been. Johnny Horton started the set off. And his Battle of New Orleans was a number one pop hit and a number one country hit. It was number one on every chart in 1959. Johnny was born in Tyler, Texas, spent some time in the Pacific Northwest where he was known as the Singing Fisherman, and could have gone to college on a basketball scholarship, pretty good athlete, decided on country music, and we're glad he did because he wrote and sang some great, great songs, including the Battle of New Orleans, one of the many historical story songs that Johnny Horton did, and of course he died in an automobile crash in the year 1960. It's 21 minutes after 2 o'clock here on WLVL. We are listening to our Country Crossovers program for 2006, and we'll be back with more great country crossovers. We'll hear songs from the Statler Brothers, Ned Miller, and Tammy Wynette when we come back.
Broadcasting from Lockport, New York, USA, and proud of it, Hometown 1340 WLVL.
A reminder for Dial-A-Deal listeners. If you bought an item on Dial-A-Deal this past Saturday, you must pick up your certificate this week, as early as 10 a.m. on Monday, but no later than 3 p.m. on Friday. If you'd prefer to mail us your check, send it to Dial-A-Deal, Post Office Box 477, Lockport, New York, 14095, and we'll mail your certificate back to you. Join the over 5,000 preferred listeners who save money every Saturday from 6 a.m. till noon on Dial-A-Deal on 1340 WLVL.
Hi, everybody. This is Mike Melody, a radio announcer against drunk driving. Imagine how many lives would be saved if nobody drove drunk. Hard to imagine? Well, maybe, but remember this. If you drink, don't drive. Call a cab or let someone else drive. If only one life is saved, it will be worth it. Believe me, when you get behind the wheel of that 2,000-pound bullet, you're a loaded weapon if you've been drinking. This is Mike Melody, a radio announcer against drunk driving. Thanks.
I keep hearing you're concerned about my happiness.
Tammy Wynette, former hairdresser from Itawamba County, Mississippi. And her biggest hit, Stand By Your Man, a number one country hit, a number 19 on the pop charts in 1968 for Tammy, the queen of country music. We always like to hear from Ned Miller when we do these programs as well. And Ned was born in Raines, Utah, spent most of his career recording and performing out of Los Angeles. From a jack to a king, started out in the late 1950s, but didn't go anywhere until they got word that the song was being played in the jukeboxes and on the radio in Washington State, in the Seattle-Tacoma area and other cities in Washington and the Pacific Northwest. And Faber Robeson, the head of Ned's record company, decided to bring the record out again in 1963, and it turned out to be a good move, as From a Jack to a King went to number 6 on the pop charts in 1963 for Ned Miller. The Statler Brothers kicked off the set. They were discovered by Johnny Cash and became part of his review. And Flowers on the Wall was their first hit, written by group member, their first tenor singer, Lou DeWitt, and got to number 4 in the year 1965. The Statler Brothers were from Stanton County, Virginia, and took their name after a famous brand of bathroom tissue. And they also hosted for quite a long time one of the great family variety hours on television, which lamentably is no longer on the air. 29 minutes until 3 o'clock here on WLVL. Let's continue on with our music, and we'll do so right after we take this break. When we come back, we'll hear from Eddie Arnold, Buck Owens and the Buckaroos, and Jerry Lee Lewis.
Niagara County's hometown radio station, 1340 WLVL.
Listen to Golden Morley, Mattina d'Oro, every Sunday from 10 to 12 over WLVL 1340 on Radio Dial with your host Vincent Quaranta. It's better to tune in with Vincent Quaranta radio show every Sunday from 10 to 12 on WLVL 1340 tutte le domeniche. Ascoltateci dalla WLVL 1340 su ogni quadrante radio. Ascoltateci!
Hi everybody, this is Mike Melody, and I'd like to invite you to join me on Saturday afternoons for our weekly session of unforgettable music. I'll present some of the finest musical artists performing a great mix of pop and jazz from the Great American Songbook. You're bound to hear some of your favorite songs as I present the best popular music by the most unforgettable artists every Saturday afternoon on your home for unforgettable music, Hometown 1340, WLVL Lockport.
You're listening to Mike Melody on Hometown 1340 WLVL.
Country hit for the killer, Jerry Lee Lewis, and what's made Milwaukee famous has made a loser out of me. Barely scraped into the Hot 100 at number 94 in 1968 for Jerry Lee Lewis out of Faraday, Louisiana. Jerry Lee, of course, is a legendary rock and roller and a charter member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame due to hits like Whole Lot of Shaking Going On and Great Balls of Fire. But his chronicles were well known, as he had problems with the press and with his fans after marrying his young cousin and was effectively blacklisted from many radio stations. At the turn of the decade of the 60s, he went to country disc jockeys and asked them if they'd play his country music, promising that he'd play country in his concerts as well as rock and roll, but his records would be all country. And they warily consented. Turned out to be a pretty good move, as Jerry Lee Lewis reinvented himself as a country star after being a rock and roll star. And Jerry Lee Lewis is the last man standing out of Sun Records. He's still around, just put out a new album recently. We heard Buck Owens and the Buckaroos and a song called Buckaroo, which made it to number 60 in 1965. This is a classic tale of having a little bit of time left on a recording session, and the engineer calls into the studio and asks the guys if they got anything else they'd like to put on tape. And the bass player for the Buckaroos, Bob Morris, started fooling around with a little thing. The rest of the players picked up on it, and when they were done, they had a perfect finished take, which originally they called Paris and then later changed to Buckaroo. Buck Owens, of course, was a skilled guitar player and played lead guitar in Wanda Jackson's band for quite some time. We started the set off with Eddie Arnold out of Henderson, Tennessee, and I Want to Go With You, the smooth sounds of Eddie Arnold, which made him the country vocalist of the year in 1966, and that was the same year he was inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame. I Want to Go With You got to number 36 in the national charts for the great Eddie Arnold. 19 minutes until 3 o'clock here on WLVL as we continue on with our music this afternoon. It's the Melody Corner. We're going until 5 o'clock, and today is our annual Country Crossovers program. We'll take a break right now. When we come back, we'll hear from Hank Lachlan, Brenda Lee, and Marty Robbins.
Broadcasting from Lockport, New York, USA, and proud of it, Hometown 1340 WLVL. On Hometown 1340 WLVL, you just never know what people are going to say or sell.
Na 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 na, you say this is hump day, but na 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 na, happy hump day to you, but na 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 na, you say this is hump day, but na 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 na, it's my hump day too, yeah.
You just never know what people are going to say or sell on Hometown 1340 WLVL's Tradio.
Hello, I'm Mariano Rivera to tell you about being a volunteer for the USA Freedom Corps. Everyone is capable of doing something. For example, I volunteered to be the radio spokesperson. They say, how does being a volunteer troop leader sound?
To find out how you can volunteer in your community, go to usafreedomcorps.gov or call 1-877-USA-CORPS. When you help your neighbors, you help your nation. Make a difference. Volunteer. This public service message brought to you by USA Freedom Corps and the Ad Council.
Hi, everybody. This is Mike Melody. Is your group or organization having a function that you'd like to publicize? We can get your message on the air here at WLVO with our What's Happening segments. Just send us your message 2 weeks in advance of your event to Post Office Box 477, Lockport, New York, 14095. Fax us at 433-6588 or email us at WLVL@WLVL.com. Let everybody know what you're up to. It's easy. Just send me the information, and I'll get it announced right here at WLVL Hometown 1340 in Lockport.
1340 WLVL.
Pretty girl next door type Connie Smith, born in Elkhart, Indiana, and her first and probably her biggest hit, Once a Day, big hit on the countryside, bubbled under the Hot 100 at number 101 on the pop side in 1964. Connie was discovered by singer-songwriter Whisperin' Bill Anderson at a talent contest in Ohio, and he urged that she be signed to RCA Victor Records, which she indeed was. And Bill promptly awarded her a song of his to do, and the song turned out to be Once a Day, and of course was one of many, many hits for Connie Smith. We also heard the great Marty Robbins, who was the master of every genre of music that he decided to try, everything from honky-tonk to gospel to Hawaiian and Western, of course. Marty was a man of the West, born in Glendale, Arizona, and El Paso was his magnum opus, as they say in the business. It was his biggest and crowning achievement, making it to number one in the national charts in 1960 for the great Marty Robbins. We heard Brenda Lee and Coming On Strong. Brenda was born in Lithonia, Georgia, and Coming On Strong is that forgotten song, as they say. Not forgotten here, however. Brenda signed a recording contract with Decca when she was 11 years old and was known as Little Miss Dynamite in her younger days. And she did enough rock and rollin' to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, but became a country artist and did very, very well for herself in the ensuing years. In 1966, Coming On Strong made it to number 11 on the pop charts. Hank Lachlan from McClellan, Florida, had the biggest country song of the year in 1960 with Please Help Me, I'm Falling. This song got to number 8 in the year 1960 and featured the piano artistry of Floyd Kramer, one of the first instances of Floyd's slip-style piano playing ever heard on a record. He, of course, would carve out a very successful career for himself. Hank Lachlan was also mayor of McClellan, Florida, his hometown, for a spell in the 1960s. It's coming up on 3 minutes until 3 o'clock, and we have time for one more tune before we hit the top of the hour. This guy had all the talent in the world. I mean, he had talent coming out of his ears, and he had more talent than most anybody in Nashville as a singer and as a songwriter and as a musician. Roger Miller was born in Erick, Oklahoma, and in the late 50s, early 60s, he traveled to Nashville to try and make his way as a singer-songwriter, and it took him quite a few tries until he finally hit. He wrote some songs that were popular for other singers. His song, In the Summertime, was a hit for Andy Williams in Andy's early career. But Roger finally hit the big time with a song called Dang Me in 1964. Then he was off and running. Roger, of course, was haunted by his demons of alcohol and drugs. But he managed to carve out himself a very successful career before his untimely death. Here's a number 7 hit from 1965 for the late, great Roger Miller.